first Google Android phone has finally arrived. I'm Leslie Katz reporting from San Francisco with a CNET News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. Nearly a year after the world first got word of a Google phone, Google and T1 Mobile today officially unveiled the first mobile device to run on Google's Android operating system. The announcement has been much anticipated, with endless rumors and speculation floating around about just what the T-Mobile G1 phone will look like. Here to parse it all out for us are CNET News reporters Stephen Shanklin and Tom Krazet. So, Stephen, let's start with you. How does what we saw this morning stack up to what we expected to see?
It matched reasonably well. There were a lot of rumors and some official tidbits, such as the specifications showing up at the FCC's website. So it's a respectable but not a breakout phone. It's got a lot of higher-end features, but it's not anything slim or svelte. So one thing that was different is the price, $179. Most of the rumors put it at $199, so it's a little bit cheaper. Of course, that doesn't include the data plan or the voice plan.
And let's talk about some of the features. Tom, can you break down the hardware for us?
You know, this is the device that gets compared very often to the iPhone, rightly or wrongly. So just for the purposes of keeping that going, we'll continue to compare it to the iPhone. And it's bigger than the iPhone, substantially bigger, both in terms of length and width and heft. It's got a hardware keyboard, unlike the iPhone, a slide-out kind of version where the screen sort of slides off and then you've got the keys right, you know, right there with the hardware feedback that a lot of people like. And, you know, it doesn't have it doesn't seem to have the media capabilities that the iPhone has, which, you know, in a 1.0 release kind of thing, you know, it's maybe something that they can, you know, build software for down the road. So maybe not a huge thing, but, you know, I mean, this is how people are going to compare these two phones. And that's sort of how it looks at the moment. The iPhone's sexier, but Google's got more possibilities, I think, down the road.
I would venture to say that the G1 is more a utilitarian phone. It's not the kind of thing that somebody is going to wave around as a fashion statement like an iPhone. This is something that's probably going to be more exciting to developers who want to program one of these things, the kind of people who are comfortable running Linux on their PC, not the kind of people who want to
real people
see and be seen. Yeah, I suspect there'll be some real consumers as well, but it's not going to be the it's going to be the people who have a lot more programming expertise, or who like to run, you know, the latest software, try new things out. Not the average Joe.
Well, see, this is the thing. I mean, I think this phone is aimed at the average Joe with the price, certainly. You know, with the way that T-Mobile is going to market this phone, certainly. But how much appeal is it really going to have? I mean, it doesn't have hardware appeal. It just doesn't. I'm sorry. There are, you know, and forget about the iPhone. I mean, compare it to, you know, the Instinct, compare it to some of the LG phones that are out there. It just doesn't stack up on aesthetics. You know, where the Google phone could be interesting is in the software and in what third-party developers can do for this device, you know, within 4 to 6 months. I mean, I think the other thing to remember about it, too, is that this is just one Google phone, and it's the first one, and Samsung and other companies are going to have other Android phones out that may, you know, tackle something, maybe more elegant, maybe more useful to average people, and, you know, this may be just, you know, sort of even a reference design, as Stephen put it, for developers and for hobbyists.
Let's talk about the software for a minute. What's going on app-wise? I know there's supposedly a iTunes-like application for Android. What else are we looking at?
Well, it's an application you can use to purchase MP3 songs from Amazon. So it's not exactly an iTunes application per se. For example, how you'd actually synchronize this with your desktop computer, your laptop, it doesn't look like there's much going on there. On the for other applications, Google emphasized a lot of the abilities to synchronize with the cloud rather than to synchronize with the PC, which of course makes sense given Google's priorities and Google's power. They point out, though, that it's not just Google services you can synchronize with. They also said you could use AOL, Microsoft, and Yahoo, to name a few. It does have a built-in Gmail application that's got a lot of the slicker features of the Gmail web interface. So it's got a reasonable collection of built-in applications, but as Tom says, we're going to be expecting a lot of third-party applications. This is the kind of system that's going to appeal greatly to application developers. It's kind of a free-for-all, and not only can you write software that runs on top of the operating system, but you can actually also monkey around with the operating system itself because it's open source software, or it will be in late October when the first phones ship.
What, if anything, stood out to you two from this morning's announcement?
I was struck by the lack of sex appeal in the handset itself, actually. I mean, I there have been leaked photos and there have been prototypes displayed before and, you know, and that kind of thing, but you never know for sure, you know, when you see that stuff. And I was definitely struck by that. I don't think that's a huge deal. I mean, I really think that hardware design is the kind of thing that gets you in the door, you know, but where you really form an attachment with one of these things is in the software, you know, is in the, you know, the actual applications that you use, the browser, how easy is it to find my contacts and make a phone call, stuff like that, you know, the interface. That's what people really want. So it seems like a very much a 1.0 phone, and it very much is a 1.0 phone. So maybe we shouldn't expect it to be a home run right off the bat.
What struck me was I think that a lot of the appeal of this type of phone is what you can do with it on a network. And I'm a little worried that T-Mobile's network is not going to be up to snuff. They've only just begun to deploy 3G. So if you happen to be in your house where you have a wireless network, yeah, it'll work fine. Or, you know, some Wi-Fi hotspot that you can get onto somewhere out in the middle of an urban area, it'll be fine. But I think that, you know, it's going to be a while before T-Mobile can even reach 80% of its own customer base, much less all the places those customers might roam, much less all the other customers it wants to sign up. So, you know, a phone like this needs a powerful network, and I'm not sure that T-Mobile has the network right now to keep up.
And customers can get their hands on the phone starting when?
The 22nd of October, I believe it was. It was late October.
Yeah, I think it was the 26th, they said. I'm not quite certain. But in any event, toward the end of October for the United States.
And they're taking pre-orders right now, I believe, if you want to go over to T-Mobile site and check it out for yourself.
And Tom, you mentioned future Android devices. What's the time frame looking like for those?
I haven't heard about too many people making it out this year. I think we're looking at next year for the second round of Android phones. And you know, I mean, that this is Google's pitch for the handset world, is that, you know, it's going to have this operating system that, you know, different phone makers can use on all kinds of different kinds of phones, from, you know, small sexy ones to, you know, big hardware keyboard tablet even kind of ones, and that application compatibility will be maintained across that. And so, you know, that is what's going to be interesting to see, I think, as you know, more Android phones come out, more people decide how to implement Android and how to get the most out of it. You know, you're going to see different things come out. And you know, I think over time, we'll just get a sense of what works and what doesn't.
It is important not to consider the G1, the T-Mobile G1, built by HTC, of course. It's important not to consider that the be-all, end-all of Android, because there will be a lot of new phones. They'll have different hardware abilities. Of course, the hardware abilities will change. And Google has a lot of engineering devoted to this project. So we can expect there's going to be a lot of changes coming to the software foundation as well. This will be a fairly fast-moving project if most of what Google does is something to judge by. So don't consider this the final hurrah.
Okay. Well, thanks, guys, so much. And CNET News, of course, has full and extensive coverage of the G1's release. Sources tell CNET News that Microsoft has pushed back the release of Windows Mobile 7. Partners that had been expecting its release by early next year have been told not to expect it before the second half of next year. Ina Fried has more on today's site.